What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets powered by FTN right here on Game Plus Network. Also live on our FTN Network YouTube page, wherever it is that you listen to your favorite podcast. We are also available there as well, iTunes and Spotify. Chris Meany here hanging out with you on this Monday. We have the Packers and the Rams to get into tonight to put the bow on what was a wild week 15 in the NFL. Absolutely crazy. What a wild weekend for sports fans. Let me talk about the World Cup here for a second. Are you kidding me with that game? It was so fun to watch. Crazy. Even if you're just a loose soccer fan, you had to enjoy that game. I mean, Messi on top of the world, Argentina with the big W. The goals back and forth between France and Argentina. I couldn't get over how much like offense there was in extra time. It was extremely exciting. I'm not a fan of the kicks, the penalty kicks at the end. I just don't like it. I would have loved to see those two teams go back at it, just back and forth, eventually get into the golden goal. Whatever happened to the golden goal? Like, I'd love to see that. But Messi's on top of the world. I think, you know, he's definitely the GOAT when it comes to soccer. I mean, he stamped any question that you have. It was like the stamp of approval. You know what I mean? Like, even if you were like back and forth over the years with Ronaldo and Messi, like, that's out the window. What Messi did at this age, and the only thing that he hadn't won was, you know, that World Cup, and he got it done yesterday, which was phenomenal to watch. And I think you have to put him in the head of the conversation, like the past Tiger Woods. You know, I already kind of viewed him ahead of Michael Jordan, definitely had a LeBron and Tom Brady and things like that. Like, it's Messi. And then what, like Woods, Jordan, I don't know, even if like Muhammad Ali, like, I don't know, man. I'd say Messi is up at the top. That was really, really fun to watch. Ilie Handel in the house. World Cup championship was arguably the greatest game I've ever watched amongst all sports. It's hard to argue that. It really is hard to argue that. It was very, 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 very entertaining. It was really good. And the football this weekend was crazy. Some of the football, it started with Saturday's action. That Vikings comeback, the largest comeback in NFL history. They were 90-1 to come back in that game when they were down 33-0. I know the Vikings have had so many comebacks, but even myself, when it was 33-0, I thought, no. When it was 16, even down three scores, like, you know, the Vikings can come back here. And they could win this game, and I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I don't think anybody would have been shocked to see that. But down 33-0 was certainly shocking. That was wild stuff. Matt Ryan is like the two biggest losses in NFL history, the biggest Super Bowl collapse, and now the biggest regular season NFL. I mean, it's the biggest collapse ever in the NFL in terms of having that big of a lead and then losing that game. The game in between the two on Saturday, the Browns and Ravens, not that entertaining. But we did give a little bit of love to J.K. Dobbins on this show, and he had another strong game that was nice to see. We're going to go over some of these games and some takeaways. Hopefully you guys managed to get through the first round of the playoffs, quarterfinals. If you had the bye, great. We'll start to plan as we look into this week. There won't be any show. There's not going to be a show on Friday, but we're going to have a heavy show on Thursday where we dive into Thursday night football game and we take a look at the weekend. We'll have some start and sit stuff, which we'll address on this show all week. We'll have some guests on the show to help out as well and answer any of those questions. Deesh needed a cigarette out after all the sports yesterday. Hacking darts. My goodness. And then the Saturday game. Right, the Bills and the Dolphins, that was so fun. We were waiting for the snow game, and then the 8-10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we started to see all the snow on the field. I've been to Buffalo for a football game, and it's a great time. It's fantastic for a lot of reasons. That would have been a really nice moment to be there. And some friends that were at the Bills game, and they've been to several Bills games, and that was the best one they said they ever seen live. And the atmosphere, the snow. And then the game was entertaining. Buffalo came back and won the game. And then I thought Miami showed me a lot, to be honest. I thought they showed me a lot. I know Tua wasn't, he hadn't had a ton of good games in a row. Like, he was starting to kind of unravel, and he had some decent moments, some throws that, you know, maybe he would have liked to have back. But to go into Buffalo for a quarterback that hasn't really played a lot into those elements, right? From a Bama boy, you know, he's from Alabama, I do believe. I know he played there, but there weren't a lot of games on his resume in those conditions. And I know Tyreek Hill wasn't 100% healthy. Raheem Mostert looked really good, but credit to the Bills. They won that big game. I still have some questions a little bit about their offense. Just, I'd like to see a rushing attack from their offense. I feel like they're just too one-dimensional, but it was a good game from them anyways. That was an entertaining game. Everyone's singing, let it snow, and it's snowing. It's just like, I just love sports. Right? It was just fantastic. And then yesterday, my goodness, what the heck did we see yesterday? I mean, we had overtime wins. We had a bunch of walk-off wins. We had the Chiefs walk-off against the Texans. That game was a lot closer with the Cowboys lose in Jacksonville to walk-off. And then the walk-off in Las Vegas, which wasn't overtime, but Jacoby Myers. I mean, Jacoby Myers, I don't know what this guy was thinking. I actually feel bad for him. Jacoby Myers, I really do. Man, people are intense. I'm sure he's getting a lot of messages, and I'm sure he feels awful, you know, in that locker room. I don't know what he was thinking. Dude, it was a tie game. Like, what are you doing? Raheem Mostert had the nice run, and it's not on Raheem Mostert. Rhamondre Stevenson had a really nice run. He looked good yesterday, by the way. Hit a nice run, and then he puts it back, and then Jacoby Myers is running back, and then he goes to throw it to Mac Jones. It was Chandler Jones, catches it, stiff arm, takes it to the house. It was a wild day of sports. A lot of craziness happening in the NFL, and I bet you tonight's going to be ridiculous as well. Baker Mayfield heading into Green Bay to take on the Packers. We had some picks and some props for that game in a little bit. There's a bunch of action in the NHL because there's no games on Friday. Actually, there's no games on Saturday or Sunday, and it's a different weekend. Like the Sunday, which you're used to seeing a lot of NFL on Sunday, that's going to be the case on Saturday. There are three Christmas games. They're not fantastic matchups. I think we have like the Broncos and the Rams and the Bucks. Another tough loss for the Bucks and the Cardinals. And I do believe the first game could be entertaining. What is it here? We do have the schedule, which we'll bring up in just a little bit. It's the Packers and the Dolphins. So that one, I suppose, could be fun, entertaining. We'll bring up the schedule from this past week, just a couple takeaways, roll through some of it, and then we'll look into week 16 as well. There's a lot to get to here on the show. I want to give a shout out to our guy, Two Gun. A massive showing from him yesterday. He came second in a DraftKings just kind of like year-end contest. This guy's been, he's been fantastic all year. He's been great. I mean, he's he's a three-time multi-millionaire winner on DraftKings, the Millie Maker. He's taken it down three times, and he was second place yesterday. I know that our guy Kyle Murray was with him as well, and some fun little videos that we followed, that I followed on our FTN Daily account, and he was in second place, and there was no way that he could catch the guy in first. They both had Derrick Henry. He did have Titans defense. I don't think we really have a look of his lineup. You can kind of see it there. Pieces of it in the back. It looked like he had Dak there, but a really nice, well, Dak is pointing up to the sky. A couple picks from Dak yesterday, but enough there for our guy Two Gun. $1.25 million. Congrats. All Two Gun's content can be found at ftndaily.com. He writes an article every single week talking about his favorite plays, and he is usually, I mean, besides this past week where he was, you know, there for the contest, he is with you on Sundays rolling through some of his plays. It's a three-man crew on Sunday mornings. If you're part of the FTN Daily family, you are well aware. We have a show on Friday. We have shows every single, you know, show. We'll have a showdown show tonight. David Jones is a showdown stud. Mondays and Thursdays, and then Friday to dive into the slate, and then Sunday morning as well. And Two Gun is part of that. And you can still sign up for free. We have 3-day trials for free, both at ftndaily.com and ftnbets.com. And FTN Daily, I mean, you have a little bit of a sneak peek at 3 days to look at the optimizer and some of the projections and the Discord channel and articles across all sports. We cover them all over at ftndaily.com. My NHL article for tonight's slate will be over there this afternoon. And we're touching on all the sports and the golf, right? The golf was fun too, right? Charlie and Tiger. I know they didn't get it done, but it was really fun to see both of those guys as well. I love Tiger's such a... I wasn't going to say it. It's a PG show here. But did you guys see the clip when Charlie, you know, he looked like me on the golf course and one of the bad shots, not all the good shots. I mean, he's draining putts like his old man and he's walking him in. I love to see all that stuff. But I looked like he kind of topped the ball in the fairway, and it just like it went along the fairway the whole time, and it kind of got around a bunker and then rolled up on the green. He's like, I meant to do it. That's what I meant to do. And then you just hear the voice from Tiger in the back, like, just get in the cart. You can tell he's not pleased. He's not happy at all. There's no pitchers on the scorecard. Sometimes you get lucky. But he's just a child, but Tiger wasn't feeling that one at all. Just get in the cart. Enough with that. Move on. But that was fun to see as well. It was a really nice weekend of sports. Shout out to Two Gun. Follow our FTN accounts. We're giving all kinds of goodness away over these next couple of days, the 12 days of Christmas. FTN Network is an account you want to follow. FTN Bets, FTN Daily, FTN Fantasy. And if you do have our FTN betting package and you signed up for the 3-day trial, FTN Alerts, you get notified right away when we make a bet. Like last night, Jahan Dotson, 2.5 catches, plus 135. Also had him on the over in receiving yards. But I did not play him. I did not play him, and I need A.J. Dillon tonight for 11 points when Dotson had 18. What else do you guys need? What do you need in your matchup tonight? Love to hear it. Hopefully you guys moved on. Brett Thunderstruck in the house. Good morning, good sir. We will take a break, and we have a lot to get to, like I mentioned. So keep her locked. A lot of fantasy talk here and betting content on Mean Streets. Welcome back in. Tyler, let's just take a look at the Week 15 schedule before we kind of close the page. And just, yeah, this is new, a little different. We got the teams that won highlighted in green here, and then we have the remaining game, 7.5. I think now 7 is the spread for the Packers. We'll dive into that game in just a little bit. I got a couple props that I like from it, but just wanted to dive in and show you and just kind of, you know, roll through a little bit of this with some takeaways. And of course, we don't need to get into the Niners. We already did that on Friday, but it was a Niners win there. And Daily Handle gives us some breaking news. The Packers are releasing Sammy Watkins like nothing. I think Romeo Doubs is back tonight. But yeah, Sammy's done nothing this season. And no real surprise for Mr. Watkins there. The Colts and the Vikings, we touched on that. It was a great game, right? Justin Jefferson still had a good one. Obviously, you know, the big takeaway from an injury standpoint, Jonathan Taylor. I know a lot of people, myself included, we got burned there from Jonathan Taylor. I was wondering what the heck was happening in the first drive. With Zach Moss and Jackson in there, but you know, he left early and he did not return. And it sounds like his season is over. So if you moved on and you need some running back help, you know, Zach Moss and Jackson are two guys to potentially look at here. And we can get into that a little bit later on in the week, maybe more so tomorrow. I think I have a lean to Moss, but I think Deion Jackson is probably better and, you know, maybe catch a couple passes. It is a really nice spot this week against the Chargers and then the Giants next week too. So these guys could be very interesting for you if you need running back help. Not a lot to get to with the Browns and the Ravens. I talked about J.K. Dobbins. Actually a pretty good day for us in terms of props. We did have a couple things that worked out for us. J.K. Dobbins, he continues to look good. He definitely looks hobbled, that's for sure. He doesn't look 100%. I know he tweeted after the game that he's still not 100%. He looks like a guy on one leg, but he's topped 100 yards in each of his two games since he's returned to the lineup. And it was a good spot against Cleveland there, and he racked up some yards, but really not a lot to talk about when it comes to the Ravens. Not a lot happening there. They really need Lamar Jackson back, and now the Bengals, you know, certainly could win that division. They're, you know, holding it down as of now. Cleveland side of things, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones got a touchdown for us to kind of help us out and save the day. Ended up with double-digit fantasy points. Amari had a bit of a better game. And I thought Deshaun Watson still looked pretty rusty. I don't know. A lot of people really like this guy. I'm not willing to say he's a top-5 quarterback, but we'll see how he closes out the season and moving forward next year as well. He'll be drafted as a top-10 quarterback. Mentioned the game, Miami and Buffalo. slow down. Just a highly entertaining game. Really nice to see. I know Diggs didn't do a whole lot, but you had the Waddle touchdown, the Tyreek touchdown. Tua did better than expected. I know a lot of people benched him. I went up against him in a couple spots, and I saw a late-minute bench from owners. And, you know, he did okay. 19 fantasy points. Like I said, I was, like, more impressed with Miami, even though the Bills won the game. I mean, Josh Allen was fantastic, over 300 yards, and over, I think he had, like, 70-something rushing yards as well. Good stuff from Josh Allen. And Cole Beasley touched the field just a little bit there. Atlanta and New Orleans here, not super surprised with the outcome. Ritter didn't look great. We had his over 20.5 rushing yards in the bet tracker. He had 33. He ran around a little bit. The big takeaway for me is Drake London. Drake London played 60 of 72 snaps. Nobody else had more than 3 targets or 4 targets. He had 12, I do believe, and he had 7 grabs. He was a big part of the offense. We've been waiting for this for, I don't know, ever, like the start of the season. You know, Marcus Mariota did an okay job, and I don't know, like, I just feel like we really needed to see Desmond Ridder under center to get the true value and to evaluate Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Of course, Kyle Pitts is done. We'll see what this connection looks like moving forward. But Drake London, his catch prop was 3.5. We had that. It's just something to consider. It's probably going to be at 4.5 this week for Drake London. if you're looking for bets and things like that. If you're already out, you know, because you drafted Drake London semi early, I totally understand that. I get that. But 23 targets for him over the last two games and 13 grabs. But a big takeaway is that he got a lot of work there. It is a tough spot in Baltimore against the Ravens, but the volume should be there as like a low end wide receiver three, maybe a flex play there for you. The Saints, Kamara, it was just okay. You know, David Johnson was getting carries over him, which was really puzzling. Taysom Hill did his thing. He had a big touchdown pass there. And Chris Olave's kind of just cooled off over the past couple of weeks. The Eagles and the Bears, Miles Sanders didn't get a lot of run early in that game. It was a couple early turnovers from Jalen Hurts. They didn't really have the ball all that much. And then Sanders had his first fumble of the season. A big game moving forward this week against the Cowboys. The biggest difference here with the Eagles and the Cowboys, you always hear about looking ahead, right? You look ahead, maybe a bit of a trap. And both teams kind of struggled and they were pushed to the limit. The Eagles found a way to win that game. Good teams found a way to win games, and the Cowboys found a way to lose that game in Jacksonville. There's not a lot on the line this week between the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Eagles would have to lose out and the Cowboys would have to win out to win that division. The Eagles have already clinched. The boys have clinched as well. But it looks like it's shaping up to be a first round bye for Philadelphia and a potential first round matchup for Dallas in Tampa Bay. To face the Bucs, and those two teams did start the season in Tampa, and it was a Bucs win early in that. Was it in Tampa? It may have been in Dallas, and I think Dak suffered the injury there. Nonetheless, it was a Bucs win, but they still don't look good, as you see the loss there. I mean, at first, the first half, they looked fantastic, and then the second half, a bunch of turnovers from Brady, and the Bengals ended up finding a way to win that football game. It's tough stuff from Tampa Bay over the past few weeks. They look awful. But they still have players, right? Defensively, they still have all kinds of talent on that roster. It's not going to be an easy game for Dallas to head in. But for Philly, Jalen Hurts, the three touchdowns. He had a two-point conversion as well. Both Philly wide receivers, they didn't find the end zone, but they had amazing days in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And I think moving forward, we will see a bit of a rotation between Miles Sanders, potentially Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell, as the Eagles are locked into a spot here. But this is a big game. I'm sure we'll see a bounce back performance from Miles Sanders. But honestly, like come week 6-17, deal with it when you get there. But I wouldn't be shocked if we saw a rotation of running backs as the Eagles maybe rest some guys. Justin Fields had another couple really nice runs. Montgomery had a couple nice touchdowns. We got lucky with Cole Kmet over 3.5 catches plus money. He had 4 grabs. And the final two came very, very late in that game. Detroit and the Jets, you know, Garrett Wilson still was great. Elijah Moore, we talked about downgrading him because of the quarterback position or just because of the quarterback change. Zach Wilson, I don't know, he made a couple nice throws, but for the most part, he held them back. I thought another win from Detroit. They're right there. We'll get into the playoff picture. A big game this week. I think it's Thursday Night Football, is it not? The Jets and the Jaguars, as you see the W there against the Cowboys. Not a lot of takeaways from, you know, Detroit. And Amon-Ra was great again. This game kind of went how I thought it would. Not a lot from Goff. He was okay. He was fantastic. He did throw a touchdown, which we talked a lot about his splits. He's got another game on the road against Carolina, and Pittsburgh found a way to go into Carolina and win that game. Deontay Johnson continues to be just a volume hog. Pickens is really slowed down, and we'll see if Pickett comes back. Maybe the offense rolls a little bit better, but Deontay has been a massive volume target this season, and his catch prop was 4.5, and he easily surpass that. It just seems like every week double digit targets. And then I don't know what's going on with Pickens. He's not getting the work. I know he went up against JC Horn. It wasn't a great spot for him, but he's not getting a lot of the volume that he had before the Chase Claypool trade, right? Claypool leaves and you would expect an uptick in volume. It's just not happening. I'd be looking elsewhere if you've been starting him. Maybe Zonovan Knight, I wanted to bring him up, but the Lions defense we got into with Jake and All In Football coming your way on Game Plus Network today. You can catch it as well on iTunes, Spotify, and our FTN Network YouTube page. The Jets or the Lions rush defense has been really good over the past few weeks. Really, really good. I know if you look at them overall as a whole, you see, you know, it's a, you know, plus matchup, fantasy points against and rushing yards allowed. It's, you know, both marks inside the top five, but really, really strong over the past few weeks. They've changed their defense. It's a much different team, and they're a 500 squad right now, and they smell blood. So Zonovan Knight, you may need to move on. I know he got benched towards the end of the game when the game was on the line. We saw a little bit of Michael Carter there and some red zone packages. Not a lot of here from Dallas. Michael Gallup is invisible. You know, both running backs touching the ball. Dak, a couple picks. I know he did have a good fantasy day. Tossed some touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence, another great game from Trevor Lawrence. Zay Jones continues to be an absolute baller. Like, if you're wondering between Zay Jones and Pickens and, I don't know, other random wide receivers like Gabe Davis, like, it's just Zay Jones. three of the last four have been top 12 showings for him at the wide receiver position, double-digit targets. He's getting red zone looks. Marvin Jones chipped in. A little quiet from Christian Kirk over the past couple weeks, but man, Trevor Lawrence looks good. And we said it all year, like, Urban Meyer, see you later, dude. You're no good. And Doug Peterson has really shown us, reminded us that Trevor Lawrence was taken first overall and his ceiling is super high. He looks great. The Chiefs, Jerick McKinnon. Again, we talked to Brian Cook this week about Jerick McKinnon on Thursday. It really pains me. I have him in a couple spots, and he single-handedly won one of my matchups for me, like 30-plus points, a ton of catches, had the walk-off touchdown, two touchdowns, I do believe. It's, Isaiah Pacheco still had some run, but he's not catching any balls, and it is a pass-first offense. So Jerick McKinnon really could be a league winner. He really could be a league winner moving forward. And I really like what I've seen from him. He just gives him another element. You know, it's almost like you're showing your cards with Pacheco on there. Even though it is a pass first offense, you know that he's not going to get a lot of dump offs where you could hand it off to McKinnon or you could pass it to him out of the backfield. And he's racking up a lot of catches. I dropped him a couple weeks ago and I desperately need running backs. He had back to back weeks where he had six catches and then I dropped him because it was like a dud game. And then, of course, I went against him yesterday in that league that I dropped. And it's usually how it works. Not a lot to talk about from the Texans' standpoint. I mean, Dare and Rex were both duds. Arizona and Denver, Latavius had a really nice day. We had a touchdown there from Marlon Mack. It was a vulture touchdown. Latavius had over 100 yards. He had a ton of play. Jerry Jeudy was okay. Dulcich was a no-show, and it was a Denver win, 24 points without Russell Wilson. They haven't scored 24 points a lot this season with Russell Wilson. And then this game here, what the heck, right? No surprise that Bill Belichick was able to take away Devontae Adams, a lot of Marlon Mack. We had a touchdown there from, not Marlon Mack, Mack Hollins. We had a touchdown there from Darren Waller, Jacobs, and Ramondre looked really good, didn't he? He looked fantastic, I thought. I can't believe the way that that game finished. I don't know, man. Is it rude of me and harsh to say that I would have cut Jacoby Myers maybe immediately after that game? Probably a little harsh. The Titans and the Chargers game, not a lot happening there. We got lucky, really lucky with Mike Williams over 64.5 receiving yards. We got that at the end on the final drive where the Chargers had the field goal there. Derrick Henry was good. He was fine, right? He had a touchdown. His receiving yard prop at 13.5 easily hit that one as he continues to be involved through the air. You expect a little bit more from Herbert, clearly, and just some of those Chargers pass catchers. I know Eckler had a touchdown. Just expect a little bit more in that matchup against the Titans. Sometimes then that defense shows up. Other times they just look really, really vulnerable. And then the Bengals and the Bucks. You know, Mike Evans, some moments, he's still, you know, not doing a whole lot there. You know, in terms of touchdowns, I don't think he didn't score one yesterday. I don't believe it was Chris Godwin who had the touchdown. But Mike Evans has been he's been really disappointing, but yesterday was one of his better games. I mean, double-digit fantasy points is the first time he's had double-digit fantasy points since week 8. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 4, and he only has 3 touchdowns on the season. This is like a walking double-digit touchdown machine over the course of his career. 14 last year, 13 in 2020. He had 12 as a rookie, he had 12 in his third year. He's had at least 8 touchdowns and I don't know, every year, but 2, and he's not going to have 8 this season because he only has 3. Not great stuff, really. He's probably still going to end up with 1,000 yards, but you really want some touchdowns from Mike Evans. And then the Washington and Giants game last night, all right, credit to the Giants. They found a way to win that game. A lot of the Washington guys showed up. Brian Robinson Jr., you know, he passed his rushing yard prop. Jahan Dotson, we touched on earlier in the last block, he had a touchdown and a big day from him. Terry McLaurin had his receiving yard prop as well. But a big Giants win, and they pretty much are locked into a playoff spot. I mean, piss poor officiating. We can admit that, right? As a group here, it was really, really bad officiating in that football game, especially at the end. I mean, come on. That's pass interference. And then the whole Terry McLaurin thing, looking at the ref, am I okay here? Yeah, you're fine. Flag. Just randomness in a couple of those games. This is crazy, crazy stuff. Kingstone 3 in the house. You were at that Raiders game? Unbelievable. Jaw dropped with Jacoby threw that ball. What was he thinking? I mean, clearly wasn't thinking. I mean, the game is tied. You don't need to. And I saw some reports that they had just you know, the plan was just to run with Ramondre, and Bill was asked after the game why he didn't take a Hail Mary shot with Mac Jones, and he quickly said he can't throw that far. Simple enough. But the game was tied. There was no need. Just go into overtime. That's it. Jacoby Myers running back and then tossing it to Mac Jones. Chandler Jones catches it and stiff arms Mac Jones and runs it in. It was a wild weekend in sports, and it was a wild weekend in the NFL. Yes, tough matchups, I think. You're right, Brett, for Zay Jones. I agree. What does he expect Mac to do with the ball? He's all the way back at what, the 20? And what do you, I don't know. I just thought that was crazy. I thought that was a wild, wild ending to what was a wild, wild weekend in sports. That was, he must have thought, like, I don't know if he said it, if he came out and said that he thought the game wasn't tied. It would be embarrassing for him to say, like, I didn't know that the game was tied, but it would help us out a little bit just to, you know, have some answers on what he was thinking there. Zay Jones against the Jets, against Houston, against Tennessee. I mean, I don't think he'll see Sauce Gardner in that matchup. I know Christian Kirk plays in the slot. He may see a little bit of Sauce. It is a tough spot against the Jets. I don't think it's that tough of a spot against the Texans. I know their pass rush defense has been pretty good. And some of those numbers, I think, are a little skewed because most teams just run all over the Texans and they don't really pass on them. And, you know, they kind of crush them. But the Texans have played really good football over the past 2 weeks. They hung around with the Cowboys and they hung around with the Chiefs. And then a divisional matchup, I think, coming up here against the Titans. But I still think I would play Zay Jones. And just the pure volume alone, 10, 14, 7, 12, and 8 targets for this guy. 32 points yesterday, 17 in week 14, 22 in week 12. And 10 in week 10. He's been really good. It's really hard to ignore the volume there. But as we get deeper into the week, we can touch on some start and sit stuff as well. We're going to take a quick break. Albert's in the house. We'll get into the game tonight. We'll get into some more stuff, guys. Hang tight. Lots to get to here on Mean Streets. Just wanted to go over some of the big takeaways from yesterday. We'll turn the page, talk about tonight's game, and then get into an early look. Week 16 NFL betting lines and some start and sit stuff as well. Keep your lock. Mean Streets continues here on Game Plus Network. Welcome back in. All right. So there was one question there from Brett. We can get to that one. I mean, that's going to be the biggest waiver wire pickup, I think, is like the Colts backfield. We'll see what happens tonight. But yeah, full PPR. I think full PPR, I kind of lean Deion Jackson. Just taking a look at the snaps. Zach Moss played 53 of the 79. And of course, that Taylor injury happened in the opening drive. So it was a large sample of the size of what we got. He had 14 routes run and he had 24 carries. And Deion Jackson played 25 snaps. He had 9 routes run and he had 13 carries. They each had a target. I think I give the lean to Jackson in a full point PPR league, but I do believe that the lead runner will be Zach Moss. I feel that way. We've seen a role before here for Deion Jackson. It was earlier in the season when the backfield was his and the injury happened to Jonathan Taylor. Zach Moss wasn't on the squad then, but they remember that I'm looking at it now, October 16th, that would have been early on week 3 or something like that. Actually, that would have been the second month of the season. But anyways, he had 10 targets and he had 10 grabs for 79 receiving yards. And the game before that, he had 4 catches on 4 targets for 29 receiving yards. He also had a game against the Eagles where he had 4 catches on 4 targets just for 3 receiving yards. Jonathan Taylor did play in that game. But I think, you know, honestly, I don't want to overthink it too much. I know it's full point PPR and you probably expect Jackson to catch more balls than Zach Moss. Like that's not really, Zach Moss did that early on in his career in Buffalo. You know, he had issues staying healthy with the Bills, but he did have a couple games in his rookie season, certainly in his sophomore season where he had a couple catches, but it's not really his thing. This one target in that game, as I mentioned, he didn't catch it, but 24 carries is really hard to ignore. And he was getting a lot of the goal line work as well. So I probably just, without overthinking it too much and thinking, oh, wow, full point PPR and Moss isn't going to catch and Jackson's going to catch, I still think I have the lean to Zach Moss, just knowing like that he played a big bulk of the snaps, like 53 of 79 is significant. 24 carries is very significant as well. I kind of view him as the lead in this spot and a great spot against the Chargers. And then maybe Jackson is like, especially if you're in a PPR league, is maybe a flex play there for you. Half point PPR, Brett, drop Pickens for DJ Moore. Great matchup for week 16. Yeah, I'm not messing around with Pickens anymore. It's been a couple dead weeks from him. I don't think he hasn't really done a whole lot. I know yesterday he didn't do a whole lot. I think his catch prop was 3.5. We talked about the under or just avoiding it. I mean, look at the last couple of games from this guy. It's pretty weak, right? Two for 53 is, I mean, he got 53 yards. It's great on two catches. Shows his upside what he can do when he can catch the ball. I mean, 78 for three, it's just the week before that, but he's not really doing anything, to be honest. 6, 9.7 fantasy points. He's been held under 10 points in four straight games. I would much rather have Moore, who had a touchdown yesterday, and it was a milestone for him. Can you believe that? I thought I saw it was his fifth. It was his fifth, right? He's got 5 receiving touchdowns. The guy's never had 5 before. Yeah, it was his fifth touchdown. He had 3 years in a row with 4. Somebody get this guy a quarterback, please. DJ Moore. I would play DJ Moore, though, even though the quarterback play is really, really spotty. I would definitely play him in a matchup against Detroit. No question there, Brett. I don't know if there's any other questions here. Albert's in the house. Howdy. Says, well, losing my quarterfinals with Christian Watson and Aaron Jones tonight, opponent has Lazard, Yahoo projecting 72% to my 28% win. Doesn't look good for me unless Watson and Jones go off. So I'm not really sure what your matchup is and, you know, how many points you're down, but you know, you got Christian Watson and Aaron Jones. It's not awful. And your opponent has Lazard. And I do believe we'll see Jalen Ramsey on Alan Lazard tonight. So who knows, right? I mean, Christian Watson certainly has the ability to go off. We've seen that over the past couple weeks. Hopefully for you, he can have a touchdown there. And shots fired at the Patriots. Yeah, anytime things go bad for Belichick, it's a beautiful thing, karma as well. Mega Brick in the house. Hello, Mega. What do we got here? Down 13.5 in a full PPR, have Lazard to play. Do you think I win? I would say you're in a really tough spot. Jalen Ramsey, I know this Rams defense is a bit checked out, right? No Donald. It's like a lot of their star players are not playing, most of them on offense as opposed to defense. I'd say I'd give you probably a 60% chance. This is not bad, a 60% chance. I'd say a 60% chance that you'll win. You probably need... I don't think you actually need a touchdown. You would need, maybe you can get 6 grabs there and 50 plus yards would kind of flirt with that number, right? 5 and 6, you'd be right at 11. Well, I'll share what we have. Mega Brick, you're probably not going to like the projection because I don't think I would have him in a full point PPR league for maybe 10 points, 11 points. Don't love the spot for him, but I'll share what we have for the projections. What do we got? Lazard. Allen, we have him for, oh yeah, it's a full point PPR. So we have him for 9.5 point setting on the fly, live television. I like when people are hanging out with me live so I can give him a little bit of something. Lazard, we have for 11.3. It's real shy. We have him for 6.1 targets, 3.8 grabs, and 50.7 receiving yards. So the 50 receiving yards, you just need those couple more grabs. If he can get you 5 catches and get you 50, you'd be right there. It's tough. A touchdown, I think you'll definitely be on your way. Really close. Mega Brick says a 45% chance of winning tonight. Yeah, I mean, those Yahoo projections they're just projections, right? They had Devin Duvernay for like 9 fantasy points. I saw in a matchup that I went up against Devin Duvernay in a full point setting. They had him for 9, and I just knew he wasn't going to get 9. So some of them are, you never know. It's just a projection. But yeah, you're right there. Hopefully, good luck to you. Hopefully, you know, you get it done. You said your other options were Foreman, DJ Moore, Lazard. Started Kirk, Judy, and Lazard. And it could have been, you know, it could have been much worse for you. You know, you could have started... I don't think Kirk did a whole lot. You could have started Foreman, who absolutely did nothing. I guess that was a takeaway as well when I was diving into Carolina. I don't think you can start Foreman. You know, hopefully if you did start him and you found a way to move on into your semifinal matchup, I would start Chuba Hubbard over him. Maybe there's a change of guard. I don't know. It started off with Foreman. He wasn't that efficient. The biggest thing is Chuba catches passes out of the backfield. So I think he has a little bit more upside there to catch passes, but I don't think it's a great spot either. It's against the Jets, is it not? Yeah, it's against the Jets. It's not a great matchup, but I think Chuba is probably, I think Chuba would be the way that I would go. What else we have? Blurpy in the house. Blurpy says, I'm up 37.28 and he has Aaron Jones. I think you're good. We have seen some massive Aaron Jones games before in the past. They are a touchdown favorite against the Rams, and they're at home too. Not ideal. I think you're good. You're up 37. I would give you a 90% chance, 92% chance to win. I hope you do. We've all seen crazy things. We've all seen crazy things happen. I mean, Albert says he's down 82 to 60. So, I mean, yeah, you got 22 points to make up, and you you had a couple players, right, versus his one, Watson and Jones versus Lazard. Watson's going to need to find, both of those guys are going to need to find the end zone for you. Sean Webster in the house, up 16. My opponent has A-Rod. I have 2-2 Atwell. I think you got a shot. Yeah, I think you got a shot here. Hopefully it's not a six-point passing touchdown league. It could be a heavy run game with both of the running backs. It could be. I've said that before with the Packers. I feel like that should have been their game plan all year, to run the rock with both those running backs. Aaron Rodgers chucking it and turning it over more than we've ever seen him turn it over, especially inside the red zone. But I'm going to give a little bit of love to Tutu Atwell a little bit later on in the show, maybe in the next block or two. I like Tutu. Interesting. You know, if he can get you 7 fantasy points, I think you could take that one down. Yahoo shows Brett as a 90% chance to win, even though his opponent is done. He says he's got Watson left tonight and he's up 2.5 points. Apparently a 10% chance Watson gets -3. I thought about this last night as well. I have Watson and I'm up 6 points, and it was on Sleeper, and I only had a 95% chance to win. So Sleeper is thinking that maybe Watson fumbles the ball here and gets negative points. I don't know. Are you thinking at all about benching Watson? That would be a crazy bad beat if Watson fumbled early and then maybe had an injury or something. I wouldn't do it. I would play Watson. You never know with the stat corrections. You never know, something crazy could happen. Good luck. I think you're fine there. No way. I don't blame you either. I would play Watson, but man, could you? I've seen some crazy, crazy things, some stat corrections as well. I remember I think this time last year, I thought it was playing in the semifinal matchup. I looked on Monday night and on Tuesday morning, and I won my matchup. So I'm prepping for the semifinals. And then Wednesday I go to look at my matchup and I'm not playing. I lost by like 0.5. There was some sort of, it was, I think it was a Keenan Allen catch. He had like one more, they gave him like one more yard, and it was enough for me to lose to my opponent. So here I was, you know, check my matchup on Wednesday, feeling pretty good, my semifinal matchup. And then, nope, you're not playing. You're done. You're playing for fifth place. So I was just like, oh my goodness. I think you play your guys. There's no way he fumbles twice. We're going to break, and we are going to take a look at the playoff pitchers. And we also will have some props for tonight's game. So maybe a little bit of love there, Sean, to Tutu Atwell. Maybe feel a little bit better about your chances tonight. We'll see. Keep her locked, back in a couple. Welcome back in Mean Streets here on our FTN Network YouTube page, live on Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here with you. We're going to dive into the game tonight in the next block, and I got some NHL props and picks for you in the final block as well. Let's bring up the playoff scenarios. Let's just quickly show them and take a look at remaining schedules and things like that. We'll start in the AFC. So the teams there with the asterisks, they've clinched. Big win for the Bills, right? It could be very different for them this year. I know that they haven't won that big game over the past couple of years, but if you have to go into Buffalo to beat the Bills, it's going to be tough for anybody. And usually we see Mahomes, you know, have that home playoff game. I don't think he's had a road playoff game, right? I don't believe so. I mean, the Super Bowls that he's played in, of course, I don't think that they really count, but for the most part, it's been at Arrowhead. We'll see if the Bills can close it out. The Bengals now up at the top of the AFC North at 10-4. The Titans 7-7. Jags right behind them. If the Jags win out, it's their division. It is their division. If they win out, those two teams will play each other week 18. The Ravens at 9-5. The Chargers 8-6. The Dolphins 8-6. A bit of a slip up for them. Man, what a tough loss for the Pats, right? I mean, that's a tough, tough loss. I mean, both losses are very, really tough for the Patriots and the Jets. The Dolphins got lucky there that those two teams didn't win. Let's switch over to the NFC playoff picture. Tyler, if you have it, the Eagles up at the top, 13-1, all but have clinched. If they can, if they beat the boys this week in Dallas Christmas Eve, they will clinch that number one overall. So actually, I think they have them. Actually, no, because the Cowboys could. If the Cowboys win out and the Eagles lose out, then we could see the boys up at the one spot. The Eagles drop down to five. But it is looking like Bucks and Cowboys for that first wild card matchup. Vikings and 49ers in there. Niners continue to get it done. So a lot of teams here have clinched. Don't have like the Bucks. And, you know, if the Falcons won yesterday and the Panthers won, then maybe we'd be talking about them, you know, potentially catching the Bucks. It's still not clinched for Tampa Bay, and they still have a lot of issues. But it does look like they are going to host a playoff game despite having a losing record. The Giants 8-5-1, the Commanders there at 6-7-1, the Seahawks at 7-7 with a tough loss on Thursday, and then the Lions win, ladies and gentlemen. They are hanging around. They're playing good football. Do we have the remaining schedules for some of these teams? We can roll through as well. So you got the Giants in Mini this week, and then you have Indy and Philadelphia, which, you know, maybe the favor will be returned. I know a couple years ago, the Eagles rested everybody against Washington, so the Giants didn't get into the playoffs, and Joe Judge and company were ticked off, and now maybe, potentially, the Eagles will rest people on Week 18. I think they will. And the Giants, maybe they're already clinched by them, but we'll see. Seattle's got a tough go here. The KC and then the Jets, tough. And then even wrapping up against the division rival and the Rams. And then we have Washington, really tough as well, you know, into San Fran this week. They needed that win. They needed a win yesterday. They needed those two wins. They needed to win both of those games. They tied one against the Giants, and then they lost yesterday at San Fran. It's very, very tough for them. And then Cleveland and then Dallas to wrap up, which will be a tough one. We could see some people rest starters Week 18. We could see some starters rest Week 17 as well. It's very possible. Detroit there at Carolina, Chicago and Green Bay, some winnable games there for Detroit. The Lions, let's switch over quickly to the AFC remaining stuff here. So there's a lot more teams in play. You know, Miami doesn't have a great schedule. Green Bay, New England, and the Jets. You got the Jets here with Jacksonville, Seattle, and Miami. You have the Chargers. Looks like they're kind of locked in with Indy, the Rams, and Denver. It's not super easy, but as we said last week, you know, it's a schedule where they could win out with those four games, and they did take care of business yesterday against the Titans. Got New England, so that one is already done. The Las Vegas win there, or lost rather, and then Cincy, Miami, and then Buffalo, Week 18. Not easy at all for New England. Very, very tough. I don't expect them to get in. Jacksonville, I don't expect them to get a wild card, but they can chase the Titans here. And again, they hold their own fate, because if they win out, they beat the Titans twice. So you got the game this week, short week, Jets. That's Thursday night, right? Yeah, Thursday night. And then Houston and then Tennessee. My goodness, we could see Jacksonville and Detroit in the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, all right. Tennessee wraps up against Houston, Dallas, and Jacksonville. So again, not easy, but it will come down to that Week 18 game, assuming the Jags can take care of business in Week 16 and Week 17, get wins there. And then that Week 18 game with the division on the line, on the line. I remember they were 9-1, I believe, when we did the AFC South division preview. They were 9-1 to win the division. The Texans were like 75-1 to win the division. I'm not going to lie. I sprinkled a little bit on the Texans. I wish I sprinkled a little bit on the Jags. They're playing really good football. Fun to watch. Really fun to watch. Credit to Trevor Lawrence as well. We are going to break, and I got two props for tonight's game. We'll talk about it after the break. Hang tight. Welcome back in. Packers and Rams happening tonight. The 7.5-point spread there for the Green Bay Packers at home. I mean, I don't feel really comfortable taking. I mean, you can get 7 user prop shop. I don't feel that confident taking a Packers team by 7.5, even though it is against the Rams and they seem checked out. We had Baker Magic last week. Does that carry over? Probably not. I feel like this is a 27-17 type game. You know, that would take us to the over. I have a lean to maybe, could you tease down the Packers and maybe the over? I'd say it's like I think they win probably. I just stay away from me, honestly. I don't want to sit here and say, put your hard earned bucks on the Green Bay Packers because they're at home. They've shown us really nothing all year. This team has not been good. I say they win by a touchdown. I would like to see them lean on their ground on their run game, but I think, Deesh, as a Packers fan, I don't ever feel confident about them. It's been a rough year for Green Bay. There's no question. It's been a rough go for them. We've seen some things from Christian Watson, and we've seen some things from Tutu Atwell lately as well on the other side. And I'm looking at both of those guys in terms of NFL props here tonight. And we'll start with Tutu Atwell. His receiving yard prop is 33.5. It's over at DraftKings. I like the over here. 14 targets in his last two games, 7 grabs, 98 yards over that span, including 50 last week on 9 targets from Baker Mayfield. He caught 5 of those 9 targets. He's going to be in the slot. It's one of the best matchups. Keyshawn Nixon against him, a 72% rating according to our wide receiver cornerback matchup tool. It's one of the best ones of the week. Jaire Alexander is going to be on Van Jefferson, so it's a pretty good spot in the slot. He's pretty quick, we know that, and we, even though he's in the slot, could take some deep shots with him as well. They found a way to get him involved with some end arounds and some targets. We're really seeing what he has to offer with everybody, you know, Allen Robinson and Cooper Kupp sideline. So Tutu Atwell over 33.5, and you saw Christian Watson on that board as well. Watson's had at least 48 receiving yards in 4 straight games, the over 47.5 at Bet Rivers, minus 113. He's topped 100 yards in 2 of those 4 games, 27 targets over the 4 games, 6 plus in each matchup. And again, like Tutu Atwell, he's not going to see the best corner. He won't have to deal with Jalen Ramsey. Alan Lazard will see Jalen Ramsey. So this is a pretty good spot as well. I would not play Tutu Atwell over Cam Akers, Peg Black in the house. I think I would lean with Cam Akers and the running back and the guaranteed touches, although I don't really love him today. I lean with the over on his rushing yard prop, or under on his rushing yard prop at 55.5. But I always kind of lean with the running back as the guaranteed touches. And I think he'll get 12 to 13 carries at least for Cam. So I would lean with him. If you're really, really shooting for like 25 plus points, I mean, you may have to go with the wide receiver in 2-2, and hopefully you can catch a nice bomb there for you. Got a couple NHL props to round up the show. We'll be back here in a couple. A ton of action in the NHL, ftmbets.com/free. Sign up for a free 3-day trial. You can see all my picks over there and picks across every sport from everybody over at ftnbets.com. Projections, tools, all that good stuff over at ftnbets.com/free. So for tonight, I'm leading with an assist prop here, and it's Zach Hyman of the Edmonton Oilers. We're getting plus money on Hyman, who has 10 apples in his last 10 games. He's got 20 assists on the season. Listen, Zach Hyman's had a really good season. He fits in well with McDavid and Draisaitl, there's no question. But when you're playing with those two studs, you're going to fall into apples. And I, for those that are playing over at Bet365, take a look at this same game parlay. I know not everybody can do it. It's a Bet365 thing. I think Caesars as well. On both of the, all three of these guys, actually just McDavid and Draisaitl to have 2 points each, and then Hyman to have a point placed two pays plus 220. When these three players played against Nashville last week, Hyman had 3 goals, 4 points, and 6 shots. Draisaitl had 2 goals, 5 points, and 5 shots. McDavid had 1 goal, 4 points, and 6 shots. They combined for 6 goals, 13 points, and 17 shots on net. Keep that in mind. Draisaitl has 16 points in his last 5 games against the Preds. He's got 7 multi-point games in the last 10. McDavid has 8 multi-point games in his last 11. And Hyman has a lot of multi-point games as well. I like all three of these guys to continue to have a really nice showing against the Nashville Predators. And on the way out, a couple other props, some quick ones here, a couple shot props for you. I got Alex Tuch against his former squad. He's been hitting consistently. You got Cole Caulfield in a great spot against the Arizona Coyotes. Rupe Hintz is in a really good spot as well, plus money against the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think Jason Robertson will have 4 shots and a 2-point night against the Blue Jackets. Leon Draisaitl, as we touched on, a massive showing against the Preds. He had 5 shots, 5 points, and 2 goals, and he really has owned Nashville over the course of his career, especially of late. And then Alex Ovechkin's 2 goals away from passing Gordie Howe for the second most goals all time. And he just so happens to play Gordie Howe's former squad, the Detroit Red Wings, tonight. It's a little bit of narrative base in there, but it's also a good spot against the Red Wings. I think he does it tonight. Plus 102 for a goal. I think he has 2 goals this evening. We are out of here. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.